So, first of all, thank you for being here. It's a small group this morning. That's okay. Changes from week to week. As is the garden. You know, last week, they've done a lot of trimming because there's more chrysanthemums? Hydrangeas out there, big. And there's only a few out there now. They've cut the bushes back, so that's life, right? Change. So what I want to talk about this morning is about Zazen. Zazen is sitting Zen. It's what we do when we practice here. It is a physical thing because we bring our bodies here and we try to sit up straight and we try to keep our legs in the right position and not go to sleep. It is a mental practice in that it is really, it's kind of like, sometimes they call it Zen training, and it really is watching yourself, what you're doing as you're sitting. So watching the body, but then watching what the mind does, and the mind will start thinking about other things. That's what minds do. And the part of the practice is then to notice that, you know, because most of the time we don't notice it. We just go on with the story that we're telling in our head. And so we notice that and we, okay, bring it back. And we bring it back to our body, to our breath, to our visual, what we're looking at on the mat, but just to bring it back. And then, you know, lickety-split, you'll be gone again. You'll be over here thinking about something else. And, you know, including, am I doing this right? Or is that the way I'm supposed to do? Am I supposed to be hurting? As well as future planning. And then, in my sense, there's a third level, and that is what I'm going to call the spiritual, which is really kind of trying to let go, just trying to let go of our tendency to control and fix and be aware of and have information about, but just to experience being here, right here. What does it feel like? What does, you know, can our hearts, I say soften, because I know when I'm thinking about it, about something, then I'm, first of all, my body is more tense, my heart is more tense, my mind is more tense, I need to do this right. And rather, it's an experience of just trusting that you will do what you need to do right now. And that might be you're over here, and then you bring it back. And so it's, I think Zazen is really an experience. When you watch a, or at least when I watch a, like a football game on TV, it's one thing. You can see the plays, you can see what's going on, everything else. When I would go to Candlestick Park, when we had 49er tickets, whole different experience to be there. You know, and that's what you're trying to bring into here. What is the, not to label it, not to, try to diagram it or figure it out, but just to notice, what is it? And we don't have a word for the it. You know, some religions have a word, God. Some don't. They call it Allah. I don't know. There's a whole lot of other words. But it really, I think it boils down to the same thing, and it's undefinable. We don't know. We don't know. We just have to be with it. I think when people come to Zazen, most of us anyway, and from what I know about the history of Buddhist practice, it was true in the beginning that people are looking for something. Either they're dissatisfied or they're troubled or they're hungry for something more that they really don't know what they're hungry for, but they have that sense. And so that's a wonderful way to begin, is just to kind of respond to that whatever that is. And not to say, sometimes teachers will say, well, you know, you shouldn't come if you're, you know, if you've got marital problems, you know. No, that's life. You come. We've had couples here who lost a child. They come in grief. That's where they are at that moment. And to try to just be soft with the heart and soft with yourself, who you are. You're doing the very best you can at that particular moment. Can't do anything any differently. And just trust. Trust the process, trust yourself, trust the universe, whatever you want to call that. This is from a book called Buddhism and Zen, and the author is Nyojin Senzaki. He says, when you meditate, when you do Zazen, you must have nothing in front and nothing in back. Cancel out your memory of the past. Blot out your hope of the future. In this moment, there is neither time nor space. There is only this, the eternal present. So sometimes people will say, oh, you're supposed to empty your mind. And that's not what he's saying when he says blot out the past or blot out the future. He's saying, be here. Be here. And I mean, it's simple and it's so hard. And it's simple. So, what you will see is after a time doing Zazen, a period of time, that your mind begins to develop a calmness. And you begin to kind of realize when you're a little bit off base with that calmness. And so it's easier than in regular life to bring it back. And for instance, I know sometimes I wake up in the morning and it's like I gotta. And to me, that's a clear sign. Go sit. Yeah. Even if it's for a minute or 2 minutes, because that breaks the pattern. And it brings us back to, oh, there is something else besides this frantic busyness or chaos or whatever is going on in our lives at that particular time. And it's not going to hold any more than, you know, your mind not wandering is not going to hold. But the more you do it, the more practice you have, the more you recognize, this is what I'm looking for in my life. So with that, I'll say thank you again for coming. Okay.